Hello friends! Welcome back to Wonderfully Made Bible Stories for Children. Last time, we learned how Saul was chosen to be Israel's first king. Even though he felt unimportant, God gave him strength and courage to lead his people. But today's story shows what happened when Saul stopped trusting and obeying God. His journey is a reminder that even little disobediences can grow into big problems. Let's hear what happened. At first, King Saul led Israel well. But one day, trouble came. Saul's son Jonathan attacked a Philistine outpost, and the Philistines became very angry. They gathered a huge army, so big that Saul's men were terrified and began to scatter. Samuel had told Saul to wait for him to offer a sacrifice. But when Samuel didn't come right away, Saul grew impatient. Instead of trusting God's timing, he offered the sacrifice himself. Just then, Samuel arrived. He told Saul that he had disobeyed. Samuel said that because Saul had not trusted God, his kingdom would not last forever. Later, during another battle, Saul made a rash rule. He said that no one could eat until evening. His soldiers grew weak and tired, and even Saul's own son Jonathan got into trouble because of it. Saul's words nearly brought harm to his family and his people. But the biggest test came when God gave Saul a clear command: defeat the Amalekites completely, and don't keep anything for yourself. Saul won the battle, but he disobeyed God's command. He spared the enemy king and kept the best animals. When Samuel came, Saul tried to explain. He said the animals were for a sacrifice to God. But Samuel told him that obedience to God is better than sacrifices. He also told him that because Saul had rejected the word of God, God had rejected him as king. Saul's story is sad. It didn't happen all at once. First, he grew impatient. Then, he made foolish choices. Finally, he disobeyed in a big way. This reminds us: obeying God matters, not just sometimes, but every time. Let's think for a moment. Have you ever been tempted to take a shortcut instead of waiting? Have you ever tried to make excuses instead of doing the right thing? We can learn from Saul. Trusting God and obeying Him, even when it's hard, is important. And here's something important to remember: even when people fail, God's plan never fails. He was already preparing someone else, a new king, to lead His people. Thank you for joining me today to hear about King Saul and the choices that led him away from God. Next time, we'll meet David, a young shepherd boy who trusted God with all his heart. Could this boy really be the next king of Israel? You won't want to miss it. Until then, remember, you are wonderfully made. Bye for now.